Hello, I'm your host, Joe Thomas, and you're listening to the Faith at Work Leadership Podcast. Well, we are in our third episode of Restart. As we restart our lives, it's important that we understand the principle of sowing. Now, sowing and reaping are farming concepts, but it's a principle that we can adapt and apply in our lives. So, in line with it, our topic today is transformative investments. And to make this interesting, we have in our studio a good friend of mine, Bradley Thompson, who himself has an amazing journey of his walk with God. Bradley is the Director of Business Support and Integration, Global Center Child Sponsorship at World Vision International, and is based in New Zealand with his wife and two lovely kids. Hi, Bradley. It's so good to have you with us in the studio. How have you been? In fact, I've been hearing great reports about New Zealand. New Zealand has achieved almost no new cases. What's happening with the economy and people's lives as they restart based on your observation?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on your podcast. It's really great to be here with you. New Zealand has been free of COVID-19 cases for about 24 days until yesterday, where two visitors from overseas tested positive. We've had over 1,500 people infected with COVID since the beginning of March. And a complete lockdown along with testing and contact tracing has been quite effective in containing and stopping new infections. Of course, Joe, several businesses have been significantly impacted, as you might have heard, and there have been predictions of a greater impact on the economy in the near future as well. The travel and tourism industry has been the most affected, and some have even lost their jobs. These are really unprecedented times for all of us, Joe.
Indeed, Bradley, and tough times, and I do understand tourism in New Zealand. I have some great memories, almost spending a year in my travels to New Zealand. And I hope and see that we have a solution to this global pandemic and life gets back to normal. But yes, as we restart, it's a perfect time for both of us and even all the listeners on this podcast to use this time to reflect, learn, and look at what's the best way for us to reset, reboot, and effectively restart our lives. So with that, Bradley, what would be your initial thoughts on the principle of sowing and reaping?
Well, Joe, let's go back to the story of Isaac that you discussed on the previous episode. It was a fascinating account of Isaac and how God blessed him and his work. There is so much to learn from the passage. The story is found in Genesis chapter 26. In fact, it's the only chapter that focuses primarily on Isaac. The chapter starts by saying that there is a famine in the land, and Isaac goes to a place called Gerar. He has an encounter with God, who promises Isaac that he, God, will be with him and bless him and his descendants, just as he promised Abraham, his father. And Isaac only needs to obey God and stay in the land of promise. Isaac does this, he obeys, and God blesses him abundantly. But Joe, there are three principles that I would like to highlight for our reflection from this passage of scripture. The first one is about encountering God. The passage says that God appeared to Isaac and spoke to him. We have an invitation in the new covenant from God to draw near to him. When we do that, the Bible says that he draws near to us. A second principle is that Isaac obeyed God and he trusted in his promises. Isaac made a decision to stay in the land and not go to Egypt in obedience to God. And you showed this very clearly in your podcast last week. A third principle is about sowing in faith in spite of the famine. I would like to read a verse, Joe, that stood out for me. Genesis chapter 26, 12 says, Isaac planted crops in that land, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him.
Amen.
So Isaac sowed during a time of famine. This is unusual. But probably Isaac knew something that others in his time didn't know. Or perhaps he knew someone, his God. I would like to spend a little more time on the third principle, Joe. The principle of sowing in faith in spite of famine. The passage says that he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. We're often dictated by circumstances and can get worried if circumstances are not conducive. It's common sense that when you're in a famine, you avoid sowing seeds or planting crops because the environment is not great, it's not conducive. But amazing that Isaac does it anyway, because in faith he knows his source of blessing and provision is not primarily based on his environment, but God. I think it was John Wimber who said, faith is spelled R-I-S-K, risk. There is another dimension to this. Galatians 6:7 says, a man sows what he reaps. If we sow in faith, we reap a harvest of blessing.
Wow, that was really awesome, Bradley. Love the three principles, and kind of that quote just stuck to me about John Wimber said, faith is spelled risk. Yes, indeed. You know, in these times of maybe in every season of life, one of the best things that can hold us positively throughout the seasons is faith, and faith in the Almighty God. So thank you for that amazing, enriching three principles that you brought in. My next follow-up question to you is, you know, what's the practical application part of this? How do we apply these principles in our life? And any insights and suggestions would be great for all the listeners.
Joe, as I was thinking of this, you know, I felt like there were three areas where we can sow or invest practically. Firstly, I think we need to sow into the work of God. You know, as believers, we are called to seek first His kingdom, wherever we are. Now, it's good to ask ourselves, where should we sow or invest resources at this time? Our money, our time, our talents, and it'll make a difference in God's kingdom.
Wow.
Secondly, I think we need to sow into those around us. We need to invest in people who are under our sphere of influence, in our home, our family, our friends, our colleagues. It's good to reflect on how we can add value to them. What can we give to them? How can we show kindness to someone nearby, even strangers? In fact, I'm reminded of a scripture verse in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 2 that says, show hospitality even to strangers, because some have even entertained angels unawares.
Right.
A third area, Joe, is I think we need to sow into ourselves. Now, this may surprise some people, but I think it's good to ask the question, how can I grow? How can I become a better professional, a better leader? Where do I need to improve myself? I think investing in the right training focused on skill building at this time can add great value to our lives, to our work and careers, and of course, be a blessing to others. I think it was Stephen Covey who used the phrase about sharpening the saw. Use it as a metaphor for investing in skill building to become effective in our work. We need to consider taking perhaps online courses or joining a Toastmasters group to improve our speaking and leadership skills. It's best to make a list of areas where one needs to develop and make plans to do it.
Awesome, Bradley. I love the three principles and the three practices. A couple of things that really struck a chord with me. I just want to echo it for the listeners. For me, that's the impact moment. Firstly, is not many of our listeners might be known to the concept of investing in the kingdom of God. And I would just love to bring the attention to those people that if this concept sounds new to you, let us tell you that this is an awesome thing. This, we all know about investing in stock markets, investing in real estate, but investing in the kingdom of God has impact beyond this life and all throughout eternity. For those who believe in, if you've not tried it, there's something for you to consider. The second point, I just loved it in the context of where we are right now. It's your third point, Bradley, in terms of the practical application. Stephen Covey's phrase, sharpening the saw, I think it's so much relevant for everybody here. Countless people are losing jobs. This morning, I just woke up by reading about HSBC have a layoff plan. The next 3 years, about 35,000 people will be laid off. And then we heard about Hertz as a company is getting bankrupt. And there are millions of people who's filed for lack of for unemployment benefits. Mm-hmm. And this is so alarming. And I think this is a perfect time to look into our own selves, saying, how can I reskill myself? How can I invest in skill building to stay relevant in the new normal as a restart? So great point, Bradley. Thank you for that loaded 3 points and 3 principles. Charles Stanley says, we reap more than we sow, and we reap later than what we sow. So it's a perfect season, I believe, that thanks to you for bringing it out, for zooming this in, that sowing is going to be so important in the right season of life. Definitely it's going to yield us a far bigger harvest.
Absolutely.
Than what we could think. In fact, Bradley, I know your journey and your you being with World Vision. And I know what World Vision is because my wife used to work there as well. It's one of the biggest ministries that we have seen. We are in the topic of transformative investments and how this organization has impacted the lives of thousands of needy children worldwide. And it's built a great ecosystem where they identify the really needy people all around the planet. At the same time, they advocate they have a great advocacy program trying to connect with people like you and me, people who would like to play an impact, just like what you say, who would like to sow into the life of others by being an instrument. And I'm talking and referring you to those donor ecosystem that World Vision has built. And there are so many stories in there. I just would like, you're right there in the midst of action, and love to hear maybe a story that can help our listeners to appreciate better.
Sure, Joe. Thanks for asking that question. Well, World Vision was started about 70 years ago by an amazing man of faith called Bob Pierce. He just wanted to make a difference in the lives of vulnerable children. And since its beginning, actually millions of vulnerable children, families, and communities have benefited from the work all over the world, especially through child sponsorship-based development programs and emergency relief. And of course, you also mentioned advocacy. I'm really glad to be a part of this organization that serves the poor and vulnerable, and really thankful for donors who actually enable what happens in these communities. One specific story that stands out for me, Joe, is a recent meeting with a young girl I met a few months ago during a visit to one of our projects in East India. I mean, this project focuses on rescuing and rehabilitating minor girls who've been trafficked to be exploited. And often these girls are kept in slave-like conditions. It's really sad to see. One girl stands out, her name is, let me call her Rekha. It's not her real name. Rekha is now about 14 years old, and she lives with her widowed mother and 3 sisters in a remote district in West Bengal. Because of their poverty, about a year ago, Rekha decided she should take up a job as a domestic worker in a large city. The person who offered her the job promised her mother that she'll get a big salary that'll help the family. But in actual fact, she was deceived. She was trafficked to a red light area and kept in slave-like conditions to be exploited. Now, the project staff worked closely with the police, you know, once they heard about this, and they traced the girl. She was rescued and brought back to the village. She's now being supported with counseling, with medical care and other services, including getting her back to complete her education and then perhaps help her with some vocational training. When I met and spoke to Rekha and her mom, she was sad that she had been through this, but then she seemed to be making good progress with her rehabilitation. She was in a good place at this time, considering all that she'd been through. Of course, Joe, Rekha's story is not unusual, and I have met many girls and boys who live in extremely difficult conditions and need help.
You know, some of these stories are really heart-wrenching at the same time. Also joyful to see how World Vision played that part through countless people who supported and people like you who are employees who kind of invest your lifetime or your life into this global high impact ministry that really transforms people's lives. So absolutely loaded story. Thank you for sharing that illustration. In fact, this movement, we just don't want to let it pass by. Dear listeners, as we survive this crisis, and let's take a look at the God-given opportunity to really, it's a time for us to really reflect, and as we restart our lives, it's so very important to invest wisely. So today, with good habits, make those right, wise choices that might help you and me to witness the reaping tomorrow that can also echo not only in this life, but the impact across generations and throughout eternity. One life saved, one life transformed. It's just not one individual, but it's maybe one family, one village, or one township. It goes one person at a time, and it's a massive impact on our nation building process. So today, as we close today's session, I want everyone to look at some of these opportunities that's right in front of us. You and me have a role, a small role to play in doing these transformative investments like those World Vision donors. So let me summarize what Bradley just spoke about, those amazing practices that we could hear: investing in yourself and the community, your family, your friends, and most importantly, the kingdom of God. So, Bradley, this was truly a loaded session. Comes with a lot of inside experience, and thank you for sharing it also from the Word of God, and also to give your valuable time. I know it's a bit late for you in New Zealand, but thank you for tuning in and sharing those wonderful insights today. And
thank
for
you,
our listeners, thank you, Bradley. And for listeners today, we will come back to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll come back to you with yet another episode of Restart. So stay tuned and stay safe. God bless.